But I am going to have to announce again that this is Telling Tales with Ms. G, because we're recording this and we need to get that straight. So, Bill Merck, our poet laureate of Juno, is here to tell us something very important. Take it away.
Would just want to, first of all, thank you and everyone at K2 for being so supportive of our group. It's been 5 years that we've been working together, and we couldn't really be who we are without you. So
aww,
thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
That being said, I want to use this opportunity to invite people to our fundraising dinner at Rockwell this Friday. We have we did this last spring. We do this every – this is the second spring we've done this. It's an opportunity for us to work with a restaurant here in town, provide a 5-course meal, bring in 5 poets, have live music, just a great opportunity to get dressed up and have a great meal and come out and just listen to some great poetry.
Yes, and I remember the one from last year, and it was phenomenal. That was at the Rookery.
That was at the Rookery last year. Yes, we're at Rockwell this year.
Yes, and so you want to go ahead and tell people more about this, and then I get to tell them about the menu. I get the fun part.
You tell them about the menu. I'll just tell them, again, it's limited seating. We started out planning on about 40 seats. It sounds like we're going to meet that goal, and we might have to add a few extra seats. So tickets are going very, very quickly.
Okay.
If you want to get a seat, I would recommend that you do it today or tomorrow, because this event will sell out.
Gotcha.
You were there last year. It was fantastic.
Yes.
We've got some of the same poets from last year, different poetry, new poetry. We have a musician, Alex Marvel, on piano. Last year we had Jared Vasalis on guitar, so that's going to be a little bit different. The menu's a little bit different, as you'll go into.
Yeah.
Very excited about it. So this is Friday night. Tickets are $80, 5 courses, 5 poets, live music, great entertainment. An opportunity to get dressed up, go out to dinner with your friends. Fortunately, we have a little more sunshine this week, so we won't feel too guilty about having people indoors for a few hours. But the poets who are going to be reading, Mike Christensen, DJ DeRago is back in town. He just got back this morning. Very excited about that. Selma Hauk, Ziggy Unsicker, and Christina Pollack, who's with Alaska Pella. Hosts are going to be Connor Lendrum and, of course, Christina Ami Erickson.
Yes.
So, what do you want to say about that? I mean, it's just going to be stellar from top to finish.
I say woohoo! Okay, but before we finish the woohooing, tell them where the Rockwell is.
Where is the Rockwell? I don't know the address of the Rockwell.
It's on Franklin.
Okay.
It's South Franklin. It's as you're going up the hill.
Toward the Baranoff.
Toward the Baranoff.
Right. It's on your right-hand side.
Yes. And actually, I don't know if it has numbers. I assume it has numbers. But if you're going up, it's right past the burnt-out building.
Correct. That's
so,
right.
And it's going to be upstairs or downstairs?
No, it's going to be downstairs,
okay.
But you'll go in the main entrance, but we won't go into the restaurant. There's a room in the back of the building.
Right.
And we're going to go in there Thursday night and get it all decorated. Beth Handley and Marla Christensen are doing the decorations. Really interesting theme that they're working on.
Okay.
They're kind of a maritime, nautical, ocean-type theme.
Great.
So we'll have everything will be decorated. We'll have music. We'll have microphones. There'll be wine available, beer available, and the food will be spectacular.
Yes, so. And on that note, I will tell you what the spring showcase menu is going to be. We have Roxas ceviche. Oh, yum. Spinach salad, mandarin orange vinaigrette, shaved fennel, candied pecans, watermelon, and pancetta crisp, and that's one amazing salad. Then we have the asparagus soup with creme fraiche, so that's going to be the creme on top of it. The blackened salmon with spring vegetable succotash, grilled polenta grits, Tabasco cream sauce. Ugh, I'm hungry. and for dessert, we have the orange dreamsicle cake with Grand Marnier whipped cream and orange reduction. Oh, this skin sounds even better
right,
than last time.
Right.
Yes, and you get all that poetry and music, and it's a wonderful event. Everyone is so fun. And even though you have this 5-course meal, which sounds like, you know, very dressy and very formal, it's not. It's fun and exciting. And yes, dress up, because how many times you get to dress up in Juno?
It's Juno formal.
It is Juno formal. Press your jeans
right.
And t-shirts. But It is. It's wonderful, though. People just love it. They come out and they just have so much fun.
It's a real good event. We've had some great sponsors come forward to really help us out. The way the event works, you know, we'll get the food working, and then we'll have the poets come on, so you'll have a chance to eat, listen to the poet.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's going to interfere with anything, so you'll have plenty of time to concentrate on your meal, plenty of time to concentrate on the poetry. We have a few surprises we're going to throw out at you.
Nice.
We'll have our usual, you know, we'll have shirts and we'll have chapbooks and things available as well. But again, it's a fundraiser. In order to put on the events that we put on every month, you know, we need to pay for venues occasionally. Mm-hmm. We need to pay for our DJ.
Right.
We need to pay our hosts and such. So this money is just going to go right back into the organization. So it's
That's
one
great.
Fundraiser we do in spring and one in the fall.
Yes.
And given the support and the response that we're getting from the public, I think this is going to be really special. We're very excited. We had a dress rehearsal last night.
Uh-huh.
Poets are ready. Musician is fantastic. We've got another run through Thursday night, and then we'll be ready to go Friday.
That sounds wonderful. That really does. So, on that note, we have some poetry for you, but before that, we're going to give you a little moment to get settled in again, and we'll be right back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, with your guest, Bill Merck. Stay tuned. Hello, this is Ms. G. I'm back in the studios here, giving you Telling Tales at 104.3 KTOO with Mr. Bill Merck from Rouge Canadier. And we do have a poem for you tonight. It is by Mike Christensen. And if you've ever heard Mike do a poem, it's out there and it's fun. So we're going to do an out there fun poem right now. And here we go.
Microbots of fluoridean water hoarders in their crispy cream uniformaldehyde redemption-seeking bottle capitalist manifestivities of transvestites healing vegetable curds through the doorway of trained llamas out to retrieve the caramel mail of wind socks. All a flitter, a flutter, a nutter on the banjo of destiny, knitting tiny lampoons harvested by the vicious harpoons, laminated by the viscous pontoons in the tiny, naughty nighties of the night. Swarms of Bengal toast fromage blanc, maquis of some kind of quark rondo algebra hiss, poltroons of tourist destinations on a pesky and imaginary planet of retired locomotives, hospitalized by the current events occurring in the main asteroid belt currently being popularized in the popular songs of Watkins, Bella Frump, and a whole platoon of undersized Girl Scouts fed on anthracite and misnomers, cuddled together for the common good by gold, by God's whiskey, brewed by broods of cloned astronauts outside of time, inside of miniature portraits of the titans of industry, tycoons in their vegetable shooters, nude on the moon, removed by hand from 10-gallon prehistoric sombreros, worn by the entire Ministry of Economy-sized refrigerators, where the heart once upon a, don't ask me again, a weird hum and buzz of leopard coons, of leeching, lecherous leprechauns, of damn Sam Beckett and his pocket version Catcher in the Rye, we have no need to get down on your knees for Don't Make Me Bleed for You, Media Festo. The word balloons are obscured by lampreys, nature's vampire, wired in a way that mimics nootropics, that mines semiotics, that memes psychotic robots with thin conversational skills and a pocket full of atemporal error with doubloons pasted boobies.
That was amazing. So, that was Mr. Mike Christensen. That was back in 2014 when you and Mike Ronner were on my show.
That could only be Mike Christensen. One, the only.
I know. We started a little forward more than had planned, but you got the gist of it, I think. And it was called Media Manifesto, I believe. I wrote down so fast because he was speaking so fast, but since he's going to be there on Friday night, if you're listening and you're thinking about going, there's a good reason to go, because you'll get something similar.
I will tell you that Mike is going to be channeling William Burroughs on Friday night.
Oh, so, my.
as only Michael can.
Yes. And I love his picture, by the way, in the program there. He's wearing an old-fashioned diving mask.
Yes, he is. A diver's helmet in front of the Mendenhall Glacier. So.
So, that's Mike. and we have some more poetry for you tonight. In fact, Bill has one, if you're ready.
Sure, I can be.
That's wonderful. And so go ahead and give us the name of this wonderful.
Well, this is one. Before I do that, I'd like to give a shout out to Jackie Boucher.
Yes.
Who is back in the Midwest. She's been helping us put this event together. She was so instrumental in this working last year.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing a lot of work from the Midwest helping us out. She says she's listening, so hello, Jackie, and we miss you terribly. We really miss you.
Yes, I tell her that quite often on Facebook. Miss you a lot.
Yeah, come back and see us.
Yes, please.
This is a poem that Mike and I wrote together. It's a collaborative piece that we worked on, I want to say, about a year and a half ago. And the way this works is Mike started the poem in his house on his computer, and then he sent me the first 8 or 10 lines. I bounced 10 lines off. I wrote 10 lines, bounced them back to him. And so we wrote kind of back and forth in this tennis match. And this is what we came up with. Okay? See if you can tell which is Mike's and which is mine. It won't be hard. Okay, we are born in the sea but destined for the sky. I have fallen through the ice more than twice. I know what it feels like, gaffing as you uncoiff a quart of lake stuck in your intake, and at the end of each icy baptism, weak-kneed, wobbly, shaking, come back to life like a newborn calf, feeble, half-awake, unconversant with gravity. Patient as the empty bowl, we rise with renewed hunger, resolving to evolve this day, shrugging off recurrent dreams of the missing and the missed, strengthened by the humble pledge to rediscover bliss. And in April, when the rain returns, its breezes to crawl winter's broken rock, last season's bootsteps melt back into the beach, leaving us clear and strong and free to choose our path. In the middle of the day stands a tree, at the top of which imaginary animals dance, and evening is a purple lagoon filled with jewels we dive into. Beneath these rocks, stacked stars painted on the walls glitter, standing stocking-footed, soaked, drying in the earth's warm breath, peering into the darkness where the strange changes gather, their thin, dim outlines shine against the black mountains of the night, and we pick a new direction, and we start walking. The secrets of our steps tread lightly as we move among shadowed cottonwood and alder, folding into the pockets of threadbare coats, notes taken, poems read, ancient routes remembered, bridges built to carry us beyond our tussocked history. Against the cautious yes of now, old shorelines blink and wrinkle with the dawn, fingerlings of sunlight return to tuck another night to sleep, while familiar dreams, once sturdy as belief, begin to shiver like a man needing rescue from the sea. Beneath the cloudy and crackling ice, I see my face pressed, searching for pockets of air, anything to connect this moment to the next one, any arrangement preferable to the sinking to the cold, dark bottom. And I kneel, and I begin chipping away at the barrier that separates us. It's true that it's cold and that it's hard. It's also true that it's only water. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I love working with Michael. He's just a kick.
I like how you did it, too, back and forth. And now I'm going to say the first part sounds like lunch.
That would be correct.
Okay. But after that, it seemed like the two of you just meshed.
We do become, in my opinion, we do become a single voice. And
yes,
that's the goal of the collaborative poem. And yeah, I think it worked really well for the two of us this time.
I thought it was awesome.
So,
yeah,
like I said,
beautiful.
He's fun to work with. He's a kick, and he's a great poet.
Now,
so,
I would like to see the two of you read that together on stage.
We actually have done that.
Have
it's
you?
Been a while, but
wow.
I will see Mr. Christensen Friday night, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Might surprise you. Who
you
knows?
You never know. Okay, well, we're going to give you a moment, and then we'll be right back here telling tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck. Hello, we're back. This is Ms. G bringing you Telling Tales here at KTOL 104.3 with my guest, Mr. Bill Merck. And we have a few more poems, so we thought we'd get right to it. I have one here to read by Ms. Christy Name Erickson, who will be hosting Friday night at the Rockwell for the Spring Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill will give you more information on that in a little bit. But I wanted to read this wonderful poem that I found by Miss Christie. and it's called In My Next Life. In my next life, I will be a mother with two spines. The sky will not be enough to scare me. The continents will have moved together. The land may have quivered at each other's touch. Every coast cradled a border. Every border dropped its guns. I will catch every wedding bouquet, fold their petals into cranes. When I have 1,000, I will wish for a snowstorm. I will hang my heart on an icicle and wait for a wanderer to see it flicker. I will be safe by then. I will be a shelter. And that's In My Next Life by Kristi Namé Eriksson, who is going to be one of the hosts of Friday night's Spring Showcase for Rouge Canadien. And no theme, really, but I just so happen to have Miss Jackie Boucher. That's how I say her name. One of her wonderful poems that she did on my show, one of my shows a long time ago before she left us for the Midwest. And I wanted to play it. And it's one of Bill's favorites, and it's called the For the Mamas. So, yes, but there's not a theme for Mother's Day. We're just winging it.
Yeah, she actually delivered this poem at the showcase last year.
That's right.
And I think she just brought the house down. She was just amazing.
She definitely did. So I'm going to go for it here, and we're going to play Ms. Jackie For the Mamas.
This one's for the mamas, for the skin-knee kissers, for the first star wishers, for the high-heeled Hoover pushers who traipse the boundary between real life and a grayscale June Cleaver utopia, where Meatloaf is always on at 6 and Wally and the Beeve hug it out before the credits roll, for being the gold standard by which the rest of us will always fail. This one's for you. This one's for the 9-to-5ers, or the 9-to-5-to-midnighters, for swollen feet and bad tips, for double shifts around Christmas and the second glances you throw your daughter when you realize that while you were gone, she got big. And you're not sure if you missed it, but you missed it. And tomorrow, you'll miss it and miss it again. For every dust mote that pillows around you when you plummet weary into bed, but your babies are fed. This one's for you. This one's for the shut-ins who, for the length of every trip to the supermarket, become Odysseus, homeless and landless 30 minutes or 7 years, clawing to return to sanctuary. This one's for the woman who sits in a rocking chair in the middle of the room, who feels your touch from 1,000 miles away. Mama, can you hear me? Mama, I love you. Mama, wake up. For those who wage a war of retreat lonely in the caverns between deaf ears, this one's for you. This one's for the grandmamas who spend years hard-earned toward indolence taking that one last unexpected lap. This one's for soft, thin-skinned hands between the shoulder blades of babies, raising babies, for anyone who's ever found evidence of God in the laughter of a child cleansing the indiscretions of the ones who came before. This one's for you. This one's for the mamas who could have been, for the mamas who never were, for the mamas who still have time to be. This one's for the mamas who mourn, for the mamas who lost their way. And yes, this one's for you. Mama who bore me, mama who raised me, and mama who said no mas and gathered no mas before she rolled away. For those who work in mysterious ways, the gods of the hearth and home who so utterly shape their tiny subjects and then leave them wondering as to your existence. For the 100 times and 100 more we wait for evidence of divinity, this song, this beseeching, this wonderment, this prayer. This one's for you.
That was Ms. Jackie Boucher, and she was bringing us For the Mamas. Ah, yes, we're sitting in here just mesmerized.
Oh, we miss her, I'll tell you what. What a voice, yes. What a writer.
Yeah, she's amazing. So, Bill has another poem for us, and he also has some more of the announcement to make, and so I'll leave it up to you to which direction you'd like to go in.
I think I'd like to, First of all, I'd like to publicly thank all the donors who have helped us by buying tickets for this event. Again, this is such a supportive community. Excuse me. Just amazing. We couldn't do this without everybody's support. So I'll run through this real quick. Again, thank you to everyone who whose name I'm about to read. Really appreciate your help. Hope you enjoy the event on Friday night. Alaska Robotics. I also found out today that Pat Race is going to be filming this.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know where that's going to go, but Pat's going to film the event. So
that's
looking
wonderful.
Forward to that. So Alaska Robotics, Dr. Christine Molesky, Hearthside Books, Juno Arts and Humanities Council, Landscape Alaska, Murray and Associates, Perseverance Theater, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, Suite 907, University of Alaska Southeast, Alaska Litho, Gonzo, H&H Construction, Kindred Post, Representative Sam Keto, and Trickster Company.
Oh, wow.
I also will say that we did find out yesterday that the governor and the first lady will be there at the event.
I did hear about that, yes.
They have made a special request to have Christy perform. So Christy will also be sharing her work with us tomorrow, on Friday night. So
yes.
It's an event to remember. And again, tickets are going quickly. So if you're looking to participate in the event, you can contact Christy down at Kindred Post. You can Google Woosh. WOSH on Facebook, and there's a link there to the tickets. Again, they're going fast, so we'd love to get as many people in the door as we can. I think this is going to be really special.
That's great. And in case you missed it, there is going to be amazing food. It's a 5-course dinner with rockfish ceviche, a spinach salad covered with mandarin orange vinaigrette with shaved fennel and candied pecans, watermelon, pancetta crisp, an asparagus soup with creme fraiche on top, blackened salmon with spring vegetable succotash, grilled polenta grits, Tabasco cream sauce. Ugh. And for dessert, orange dreamsicle cake and Grand Marnier whipped cream with orange reduction. So that alone should get you in the door. And so that's going to be at Rockwell, which is on Franklin, right past the Baranoff or right before the Baranoff, depending on how you're going up and down. And so please check them out. They're an amazing group. And as you've heard some of the poetry here tonight already, it just doesn't get any better than that in our small little town on a Friday night.
Yeah, just come to the regular entrance to Rockwell. We'll have people to escort you back to the room.
Mm-hmm.
There will not be tickets available at the door. So
right.
This is a pre-sale event only, and again, it will sell out. So
okay.
We would love to get as many folks in there as possible. So
okay, so I did see you had a poem, and I don't know how long is your poem.
A minute.
You have a minute.
Do I have a time?
You have a minute.
Yeah. This is a poem. Again, it's a collaborative piece that DJ Durego and I worked on. It's called One for Luck. DJ will be again at the event Friday night. Just back in town, he's got some great new work. I've heard some of it. It's pretty special. So this is called One for Luck. Shuffle, reshuffle the deck. What foolish leanings we make for luck. Her whispers planting a teasing seed of promise in our ears. Painted fingers leading us toward the blossoming of August's dreams. Where to begin? Should we start with sunrise? Optimistic as daisies following a summer storm as we rise to reach another coin from our purse and pull the lever hoping lemons? Should we continue with a throw of kissed dice across stained felt, fingers crossed, rusty tokens tossed with purpose against night's slow sinking? Praying snake eyes? 7-11? 8-ball off the rail? Hard into the corner pocket? The kind of luck that pays off in percentages, wagers balanced against a margin of belief. My luckiest days are the days I don't sit alone on the bus. A stranger's smile and 3 stops to go. Sometimes attraction can be infectious. I find on these days I tip way too much for coffee, half smiles, and wholehearted compliments. I really love your hair. They always sound less creepy in your head. Enter the rain. You know sometimes it feels like all it does in this town is rain. You know sometimes it's all I can do is to keep flipping these cards, trying to break even, trying to break into anything more than left wanting. And on muscle memory alone, I bet a little higher and repeat, just one more, I'm feeling lucky today. The right woman at the right time, The wrong woman at the wrong time, the wrong woman at the right time who pulls up next to you as you rest beside the highway standing in West Texas gravel, backpack between your shoes, thumb crooked, buzzards riding thermals like unachievable dreams, bent into waves by the heat. Two bottles of Lone Star are waiting on the front seat when you open the door, cold, beaded, dripping. And when you ask why she stopped, removing your dark glasses, grateful, she waits a long time before answering. Putting the truck back in gear without taking her eyes from the road. Because, you think you hear her say, because you look like someone who's not afraid to gamble. Thank you.
That was Mr. Bill Merck, Wine for Luck, and he wrote that with DJ Dorego. You get to hear both of them on Friday night at 6:30 p.m.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Rockwell. The doors may open before that, but
that's
the event's
going
to start at 7.
Okay. At Rockwell on Franklin Street.
Absolutely.
With a 5-course dinner. Check them out. It's going to be awesome. And I really thank you for coming tonight.
Always a pleasure.
Okay. And tonight, this has been Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I have loved bringing you all this fun stuff during our springy summer day. So until next time, good night.